A View of a City at Night, Miramax. Dimension Films. An animated boy wearing a blue and red striped cap sits on a sofa. Wheels and afterburners emerge from the seat. Troublemaker Studios. A Robert Rodriguez digital file. Spy Kids 3. Game Over. Daytime. Juni Cortez, a young boy with crew-cut hair and a long brown coat, walks through a quiet outdoor swimming park.
Agua, as in water. Cute, but I wasn't here for cute. I was here because I'd gotten a call for my regular fee. $4.99. I'm an ex-secret agent. My name is Juni Cortez. Now I'm a private detective. A PI. A private eye. A gumshoe.
He walks over to a young girl wearing a long pink coat.
I know why the water from your park is missing.
Pray tell.
It's winter. They shut down the park during the winter.
Who's they?
The people who really own this park. Times are tough. And a guy's gotta do what he's gotta do. From saving cats and trees, to finding lost toys.
He picks up an action figure, lodged in a pile of junk.
To helping people. Hold on.
Yeah?
The OSS is looking for me.
Look, I'm no longer an agent. I can't help you. Whatever it is, it's your problem. Leave me alone!
I'd been burned by the agency, the OSS, so I left. No going back. I handle my own assignments now, smaller in scale. I was saving up for something big.
I was standing in line to buy my copy of the biggest virtual reality game in history. It goes online at midnight. Pretty exciting, I suppose.
Game over! The biggest video game to ever be created, period. This is a worldwide event. The game was created by someone known only as the Toy Maker, who was, once again, unavailable for interviews.
Juni stands in a queue holding a large piggy bank.
But there's gotta be some things more important than games.
He sees a sign next door labeled the Helping Hands Charity.
Oh, and then we mentioned the surprises the Toy Maker has in store for those of you that complete Level 5. Untold riches, toys, and prizes beyond your wildest dreams.
Hey, no cutting in line, freak.
I wasn't cutting, I was standing right here.
End of the line.
Needless to say, things have been pretty lame since I left the OSS.
He trips over, his piggy bank shatters.
Things were about to get worse.
Later in Juni's office, he enters the room carrying a large wooden box with Fragile printed on the side. He unties the string around it. Inside is a letter.
Dear Juni, I was doing some work and thought you might like these. Miniaturized sharks. Remember, they're still man-eaters, so don't be poking your fingers in the bowl. Take care. If you guys ever need anything, I'll be there. Romero.
Ralph, write a thank you note back to Romero.
Ralph, a robotic beetle with green eyes, crawls on his desk. It is chased by a robotic spider monkey. They battle each other with pens.
Behave, you guys. No fighting.
Gertie hovers into the room. Her blonde hair and pigtails rotates rapidly like propellers.
What you doing?
Hi, Gertie. I'm just doing nothing. Again.
What's that?
Mexican chocolate.
Where's your mom and dad?
On an assignment. It was my idea not to be part of the family business.
They're all on missions. Your sister too, huh?
I haven't seen Carmen since Christmas. Last year.
Just join back up. The OSS could really use you.
Yeah, use me.
Not what I meant. Don't hold on to the past, Junie. Look at me. 9 years old and nowhere to go but up.
The only tribe worth belonging to is the one that you're born into.
Yeah, your family. It's good to take care of your family. But remember one thing. Everyone's your family.
That makes no sense.
She hovers out of the room. A screen appears. The President of the United States.
Hello, Junie.
Mr. President?
Well, you can call me Devlin.
Weren't you already running the country when you were head of the OSS?
Well, I was running the country, but since the OSS is a secret organization, no one knew it. I wanted the world to know that I was in charge, so I became President of the United States. It all depends upon your preference, reality or perception. Perception works for me.
Well, I'm into reality. And the reality is, nothing you can say will make me rejoin the OSS. That is why you called, isn't it?
The OSS needs you to return.
I'm retired.
Well, who's living in perception now? The fact is, there is no retirement. Once an agent, always an agent. Now it's time for you to be a big boy and reinstate.
With all due respect, sir, no.
Well, then, hold on to your seat, because here's the reality. Your sister's missing.
Junie stares at the screen in shock. At OSS headquarters, Junie sits on a buggy being driven along the corridor.
Taking Agent Cortez to games and theory?
That's X, Agent Cortez.
He enters a control room, people in silver jackets.
That one's defective. It's something's wrong with the shape there. It's got a corner. Somebody can take that one back.
We're on!
Workers sit in green illuminated hexagon pods. They type on laptops.
Hello, Junie.
Donnegan. Been a good boy lately?
Yes. Very, very good.
Mrs. Giggles must have stringed you out.
I certainly did.
Hello, Francesca.
Yeah, she worked me over pretty good, actually.
Darling, behave. What do you know about a video game called Game Over?
I know that just about every kid in the world is going to sign on and play it.
Not if we can help it. The game is a trap.
Once plugged into the game, parents won't even be able to get their children's attention.
What else is new?
This is different. Once you get through the game, your mind belongs to the toy maker.
The inventor of the game. He wants to enslave the world's youth with mind control. You control the youth, you control the future of the world.
She's an ingenious hacker, your sister. We sent her inside to shut down the game. But, she disappeared.
How can she disappear inside a game?
She didn't physically. Actually, she's right here in the building.
A hatch opens. Carmen floats.
Carmen!
She can't hear you. Her mind's still in the game. She got as far as level 4, then nothing.
Why would she even go in there without any backup?
Because her first and only choice wouldn't answer our calls.
So she decided to go alone.
Now, you go in. Find your sister. Help her shut down the game in 12 hours, or it's game over for everyone. Are you with us?
Okay.
Then let's go.
So I have to shut down the game but not release the toy maker?
Exactly. It would be catastrophic if he escaped. The toy maker hates us for imprisoning him in cyberspace all these years.
What made you do that?
Who knows? It was years ago. Now, you'll have to start on level 1 like everyone else. Find your sister on level 4, then proceed to level 5.
Which is unwinnable.
Level 5 is unwinnable?
Level 5 is where you shut down the game. If the game is not shut down, you'll stay trapped inside with everyone else when the toy maker takes over the world.
Donegan holds small grey VR glasses.
Put on these glasses, and you'll enter the world of the game.
Junie sits in a chair, wearing the glasses. A hatch opens.
You're being sent into a zero-gravity chamber alongside Carmen. That should give you a competitive edge.
When you're in the game, things will feel real to you.
Are they real?
Good luck, Junie.
Find Carmen, shut down the game. Whatever you do, don't let the toy maker out.
Junie, strapped to his seat, is launched forward through the entrance, rapidly moving through a glowing green tunnel. Hollow blocks fly past him. Junie lands on the ground of the VR game.
Computer generated. Low res.
Carmen, can you hear me? It's Junie, the brother.
He turns. Giant green toads bounce on pogo sticks towards him.
Pogo toads!
He flees away from them and stands at the other end of the street. He turns to see another player, Arnold, collecting virtual coins from the ground. Arnold, dressed in red armour, holds stacks of coins. The toads surround him and snatch coins from him with their tongues. Arnold catches one of the toad's tongues and swings it around, knocking the rest of them to the ground. He goes to pick up the rest of his coins and looks up to see Junie. Arnold stares at Junie and turns. He jumps onto a toad, leaping away with it. Junie bolts and latches onto a pogo stick with Francis, a young player with glasses.
Hey! It's your own right, creepo!
Sorry! I thought you were a toad!
New player, huh?
Yeah.
New player! Well, here's a lesson you won't soon forget.
Francis presses a switch on his shoulder. A mechanical arm emerges from his back and latches onto Junie's face, pushing him off the pogo stick and into a hole. In OSS HQ...
How is he?
His brainwaves are normal.
But how is he?
Oh, he fell.
Junie lays on a slab over a tall pillar. He opens his eyes to see a robotic face hovering over him.
Stand up. You fell 3 stories.
I survived?
Not exactly. That is your life count.
A number 9 counts down to 8.
After taking heavy damage, you lose a life.
What happens when I hit 0?
Game over. When you run out of life, you lose. No replays, no restarts.
He checks his watch.
What happened to my 12 hours? I only have 4 now.
Time flies when you're playing games.
This is crazy.
Better hurry.
The floating robot head releases dark brown bubbles. They hover around Junie. The bubbles rapidly spin around Junie, lifting him into the air. He lands onto green grass. Arnold and Francis approach him.
So who are you?
I'm Junie Cortez, ex-secret agent of the OSS. I need to get to level 5. But I only have a few hours before the toy maker takes over the world.
Level 5? Level 5 is unwinnable.
I understand that, but I have to save the world.
Hey, Rez. This person thinks he's level 5 material.
So I hear.
You guys must be beta testers.
One of the first allowed to roam free these coveted digital hills, my friend. How can I offer service? I'm Rez.
Hi, Rez. Now, about saving the world.
If anyone's gonna get to the great prize at level 5, it's gonna be one of us.
Whatever. I want cheat codes, backdoor entrances, shortcuts, anything. I can pay you with bonus packs.
Implementation of any form of hack code or cheat boost would trigger an immediate game over and permanent evac from the game.
It's on your tech menu.
You have to play the game by the rules. Or not at all.
Alright. How do I get to level 2 as quickly as possible? Lives are at stake. Please.
See that target? Hit it. You'll bounce straight to the moon.
Yeah. I'd suggest a running start. Level 2 is on the dark side of the moon. Only way to get there is by hitting that target and bouncing to it.
Not a lot of realism in these games, is there?
Junie takes a running jump into the target. He's launched into the sky.
Won't be seeing him anymore. Let's go.
Less competition, the better.
Junie torpedoes away from the Earth into outer space. Small rocks fly past him. He looks up and sees the moon getting closer. He crash lands. He slowly rises to his feet. The number 8 on his chest counts down to 7.
Great.
He turns around to see the floating robot head hovering towards him.
A message from the OSS. Do you accept?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Junie, we can no longer be of assistance.
What assistance?
You do get one additional lifeline, which you can choose to use now or later.
Now, give it to me now.
You get to bring in any one person from the outside to help you on your journey.
Call up the family files.
Sir, athletic, knows karate. Intelligent, strategic, knows karate.
Wait a minute. Go back to Grandpa.
Pros, superior intellect. Cons, physically disabled.
He's been paralyzed from the waist down for 30 years. His energy force would have doubled back again, making his arms, his heart, his brain twice as strong as a normal person.
What are you thinking, sir?
I choose Grandpa.
Selected. One moment.
His watch counts down from 4 hours to 3 hours 30 minutes. His grandpa materializes.
That was fast. Sort of. Grandpa!
Junie! Where am I?
In a video game, run by a madman called the Toymaker.
The Toymaker is here?
You know him?
I've been hunting him down for 30 years, Junie. You shouldn't have brought me here.
I needed your help. We have to find Carmen and shut down the game.
A purple pill.
What is that?
It's a power-up of some kind. Mega Legs.
Give it to me.
Junie taps the hovering pill towards his grandpa. He catches it with his hands, absorbing it. His body glows brightly. He gets up from his wheelchair wearing red armor.
You can walk.
No, Junie.
He leaps up, soaring over Junie across to a faraway crater.
Oh, I can do more than that.
A blue butterfly hovers past him. He tries to catch it.
Where are you going?
Don't wait for me, Junie. I'll catch up with you.
But we have to find... Carmen.
In the Toymaker's base, he winds up a silver bird.
Valentine, my old friend. You think you'll catch me this time, don't you? Well... You will...
He rises from his seat and walks towards his 3 duplicates.
Everything falls into place. Everything falls.
Carmen hovers in a yellow dome with her eyes closed. Junie walks towards an arena. A sign hangs over the entrance which reads, Rebel Rockers, in bold yellow font. Giant debris crashes past him as he approaches it. A giant hatch slowly opens. He walks through a large empty space surrounded by an auditorium filled with crowds of people.
Welcome to the RoboCon!
I need to get to level 2.
Well, you came to the wrong place. This is the Arena of Misfortune. If you want to get to level 2, you're going to have to battle a mech.
How do I do that?
I'll explain it to you when you get up there.
Junie stands on a platform, being raised up to a higher level. He's greeted by the same young instructor.
Hey there. Just go out there in your battle mech and fight.
Junie is wedged between 2 large metallic sheets. He re-emerges wearing yellow armor.
Wait a minute. Am I fighting?
He points to the other side of the arena. Demetra, a young brunette with purple armor.
Don't get too trashed and I win bonus points.
The instructor smiles and walks away. Junie looks nervous. The platform opens up, revealing Junie standing over a giant yellow robotic body. He controls it with his movement. It starts to walk forward. The giant yellow robot's legs gangle and wobble back and forth. The opposing purple robot, controlled by Demetra, confidently marches towards it. A robotic referee hovers towards them.
Okay, I want a good clean robo fight. There will be no kidney punches, no rabbit punches, no eye gouging or ear biting. Unless, of course, you can't help yourself.
Hi.
I'm Junie.
Junie's robot accidentally hits her.
Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't mean it. Really. No, please, no!
The purple robot swings. Junie's robot tumbles backwards. Demetra stands confidently, cracking her knuckles. Junie slowly emerges onto his feet, controlling his robot body to rise up. Demetra's robot raises her hand. Junie's robot goes to shake but is launched over her shoulder. Demetra raises her hands in the air and blows kisses to the pixelated audience members in the crowd. Large green font hovers over the arena. Round 2. Demetra's purple droid leaps off the arena edge, knocking Junie backwards. Her robot then tosses Junie's onto the ground. The purple robot grabs the yellow droid by its feet and swings it round in a circle. The yellow droid is launched into the air. Junie's life counts down from 7 to 6. Demetra's purple droid pins Junie's to the ground with its foot. Junie sweeps his leg, knocking down the purple robot. Demetra, looking furious, kicks herself back up. The purple droid charges at Junie's. It leaps over its shoulders and crashes into a wall. Demetra turns around. A number 9 on her chest counts down to 7. The words round 3 hover over the arena in green bold writing. Junie's droid turns and leaps onto the wall, speeding around in circles. Junie's droid gradually runs faster and faster. Demetra's droid follows it, spinning around. As Demetra's purple droid spins faster and faster, nuts and bolts fly from its mechanical body. Junie's droid confronts Demetra's as it wobbles on the spot. He gently pushes it, knocking it back. The number 7 counts down to number 3 on Demetra's chest. She looks devastated. Junie's robot raises its mechanical arms in victory.
Well. For a kid that doesn't know how to fight... You sure know how to fight. Congratulations, and keep the suit.
In the toy maker's base.
So, let's go over this again, shall we? So there's no mistakes, so there's no gross error, so there's no lack of communication amongst us. What I want, what we want, what do we want?
Time on this planet is over. It belongs now to our youth.
Not if we control their minds.
Oh, we could, like, start the world over again and cure it of its diseases. We could begin anew.
The toy maker throws a wind-up bird. It passes through the duplicate.
Forget what we could do. It's what we should do. Am I doing the right thing?
It's not about the right thing. It's about the smart thing. We won't escape this place otherwise.
I speak for all of us when I say, we want out! Yeah, and justifies the means.
You had the children's attention. The question is, what are you teaching them?
Who are you people?
Who are you?
Forgive me. I forget the extent of my programming powers from time to time, and for a moment, I actually believed that you existed. Goodbye.
He presses a switch. They vanish.
This childish game will soon be over, and then the real game will begin.
The toy maker gazes deviously at a hologram of the VR city. Meanwhile, Junie walks along a steel platform and up some stairs. He stands triumphantly at the top as the game over symbol hangs in the background. Rez approaches him.
Will you look at this?
Francis and Arnold approach him.
Hold on to your joysticks, boys. I think we got him. You're the guy.
I'm the who?
The guy. The guy from the poster. That guy.
The silhouette in the poster matches Junie's frame.
No, wait a minute. I'm only looking for my sister. She's somewhere on level 4. Then I'm heading out through level 5.
So you can win the game.
I guess that's one way of putting it.
You see, according to the tech manual, if we find the guy, he'll lead us through the unwinnable level.
Hey, just because he made it out of Robocon in one piece doesn't mean he's the guy.
He's the first I've seen to make it out with a power suit.
Man, give me a break. This wimp's a phony.
There's only one way to find out.
Mega Race. The fastest, most dangerous race in the game world.
No, wait, I already told you I'm not the guy!
Go.
Okay.
They walk to the start line of the racetrack.
The race will begin shortly. Claim your vehicle.
The boys walk to their vehicles. Junie sits on a yellow cockpit supported by two large wheels underneath.
You got to be kidding!
This race will tell us if you're the guy. If you are, you can hang with us.
But if you're a phony, Arnold will crush you.
Not the guy. How many times do I have to say it?
There are no rules in this race except win at any cost.
Oh, right!
The cockpit connects itself onto a larger yellow frame with four chunky wheels. The other racers' cockpits connect with the rest of their vehicles and prepare themselves at the start line. A mysterious racer wearing a helmet gestures at Junie. They clutch onto the handlebars of their tall vehicle.
We'll try to help you out. As much as we can.
The race will begin. Now, 1, 2, 3, go!
Junie in his vehicle is launched forward. He follows behind the mysterious racer in the lead. The mysterious racer spins around and throws electric daggers at Junie. They miss him but send blue bolts of fizzy light over his bonnet. Junie presses a button. A giant custard pie emerges from the back of his car. He splats it onto the masked rider.
Easy as pie.
Junie, push the red button.
The one that says, do not push...
Yeah, push it. It's a turbo boost.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He reluctantly pushes it. His vehicle capsizes and rolls along the track. Junie jumps from the vehicle and latches onto Rez's.
Hey, Rez! Give me your hand!
Yeah, about a foot.
He stamps on Junie's fingers. He falls back, avoiding incoming vehicles. Rez looks forward and crashes into Junie's tumbling vehicle. His lives count down from 8 to 6. He lands onto another vehicle.
My turn, sucker.
Junie skids along the track. He is caught by his grandpa.
You're supposed to be winning the race, Junie.
Grandpa!
He dangles Junie from the vehicle. They catch up to Francis's chopper, swapping them over and putting Junie in the driver's seat. The racers zoom through a narrow tunnel. On the other side, opponents bump the side of Junie's vehicle.
What is this?
Junie looks up and gasps at the giant ramp ahead. The racers speed up, flying across to another ramp. A racer in mid-flight spins around and falls to the ground, losing lives, counting down from 6 to 4. A small hatch opens at the side of Rez's vehicle. He pulls out a boxing glove and slips it onto his left hand. Junie catches up to him.
The glove! Grab the glove! The glove!
The boxing glove is propelled forward by a giant spring. Junie catches it and attaches it to his bike, dragging Rez behind him. Junie presses a button, a pair of pliers emerge, cutting the spring. Rez is flung backwards. The racers speed off a ramp and fly into a narrow tube tunnel. Junie, taking the lead, speeds off a platform and crash lands onto a lower track. Sparks fly from the wheel. He stops at a ledge and looks down at a large continuous hole.
Uh-oh.
The remaining racers come speeding towards Junie. They knock him off the ledge. The racers and their vehicles fall down the large hole.
Grab another bike, Junie!
Junie's life counts down from 6 to 5. He catches a yellow and red bike in mid-flight.
Final stretch!
The masked rider driving a larger vehicle catches up behind him. A large mechanical arm emerges from the back of their vehicle. It tries to grab Junie. The arm destroys Junie's vehicle. He jumps out of the way and skids on a flat piece of metal towards the finish line.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Winner by a touchdown, Junie Cortez!
The remaining racers step out of their vehicle and stare at Junie. He stands up and flips the scrap metal into his arms.
Do it. Guess you are.
They turn. The mysterious rider takes off their helmet. Demetra stares at them.
So, I hear you're the guy.
I am definitely the guy.
Junie's grandpa catches up with the racers in a silver sidecar. He stands proudly in his red armor.
So now what, guy?
I have to go talk to my grandfather.
To who?
I mean, I must confer with the wizard of Atari Sega Nendo.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Congratulations. You won the race.
But now they think I'm some important guy who's going to win the game for them.
For our purposes, that's very good. They can lead us to level 4 more quickly. So you can find your sister, so we can shut down the game and make things right. So that I can find the toy maker.
We're not supposed to get near the toy maker.
So say the rules of the OSS, which I'm not following.
He might escape. We can't risk that.
Oh, Junie. I don't plan on letting go anywhere.
Guy!
We'll talk about this later. Okay, here it is. I'm not supposed to lead you to level 5. You're supposed to lead me there.
So you mean we work together?
The wizard said if we all work together, we all win.
With my strength, my brains,
my cool,
my intuition.
Okay, so you're the guy. We're all counting on you. But if you fail us, or if you're not who you say you are, this life counter will hit 0 faster than you can say, oops.
Deal. First, I gotta find my sister. So, level 4, people. Move!
The rest of the gang give Junie stern looks as they walk past him. In OSS headquarters...
Come on, Grandpa.
He's doing good, huh?
Yeah, he's doing great, and that's the problem.
Why?
They've awoken the programmers.
What? Pull him out of there now.
Too late.
The gang walk along a narrow green-lit platform.
All right. This is cool. We'll get there in no time. What is this?
A hovering microchip lands on Francis.
Wait a minute.
Programmers!
Who are these, programmers?
The Brainiacs who wrote the book for the game.
So, they work for the Toymaker, huh?
Programmers are the reason that you found us on level 1. They caught Francis cheating during the Mega Race. They'll bounce us back to level 1 again if they catch us.
Level 1? I don't have time for that!
Spread out.
Don't split up! It never works! If we just stick together... Alright, Grandpa, I guess it's just you and me. Hello? Grandpa?
Junie creeps along the platform, constantly looking back over his shoulder. Demetra sneaks up on him.
Can you at least try and act like you're the guy?
You know my secret?
I've seen the real guy, and you're not him.
Why are programmers chasing us?
Someone's got a game cheat.
What's this?
A map to the game.
This is illegal.
You want to find your sister or not? Give me the map. Okay.
Wow.
We're in Machine City. If we cut across here, we'll be able to reach level 4.
Where Carmen is.
Right. Then, if we cut through Lava Mountain, we'll be right at the door of the unwinnable level.
Shortcuts. This is good. This is very good.
Game cheats. That's against the rules. We're gonna have to bounce you back to level 1.
You can't scare us. He's the guy.
Grandpa!
Listen to that, A-Dog. The guy is calling his grandpa. I'm so scared.
Come and get me, Gramps.
What's he gonna do? Drool on us?
Why are you picking on my grandson? Why?
They got Logos and E-Dog, the leaders.
You are programmers? Let's see what you really look like, huh? Very unimpressive.
Computer nerds.
Now tell me, where is the toy maker?
Grandpa, wizard, put them down.
The programmers bolt off. The life counter on Junie's chest reads 4 in the Toymaker's base.
Good. The boy warrior is very, very good. But he's got to keep going. We run the risk of discouraging him if the next levels are too challenging. But only by seeking challenges can we hope to find the best in ourselves. Can we help him?
No. It's against the rules of the game.
This isn't a game. It's life!
I don't mind talking to myself. But when you guys start to cut me out of the conversation, that's when it gets a little strange.
That's it.
More life is what we need. We'll grant the boy a gift.
The gift of life.
The duplicates high-five each other. Meanwhile, the gang walk along a dark metallic platform.
Don't worry, guy. From here on out, I'll protect you.
Are you alright, guy?
Hey, you found a life pack.
What?
That's rare. Never seen one up close before.
What do I do?
Crush it in your hands. You'll gain life.
How much? All depends.
He holds it with his hands and walks towards Demetra.
I got extra life, Demetra.
Congratulations. You'll need it the most.
I want you to take it.
Junie, I can't.
He crushes the purple life box into dust. He blows the dust onto Demetra. Her life counter moves up from 3 to 9.
Does he know what that's worth?
Of course he does.
I owed you from the robot arena. Also, I don't want anything to happen to you.
Thank you.
The gang continue along a platform made up of Tetris-like blocks.
Now enter level 3.
Pieces of the platform hover in mid-air. They stop at the end of the path and admire the view of a cloudy blue sky.
Wish my family could see this amazing place.
What are you doing in the game, Arnold?
Arnold stares. The rest of the gang nervously step back. He turns his head to Junie.
Well, actually, I got in on a beta tester's visa. I'm here for the great prize behind level 5. It'll save my family from poverty. What waits for us in level 5? I mean, is it all true? Untold riches?
Arnold, you should know that when we reach the end of the game...
No. Don't tell me. I want it to be a surprise.
I'm sure it will be.
Attention, gamers! Stand on the red line. Choose your best player.
Junie steps forward.
Choose your strongest player.
That'd be Arnold.
Arnold steps onto a platform. Him and Junie hover forward on their separate pieces and are given long staffs.
Survivor of the fittest! Face your opponent!
Their platforms rotate. They face each other.
Wait a minute. I'm not fighting, Arnold.
I don't want to crush Junie.
The winner shall proceed with the others to level 4. The loser shall be given an immediate game over and will be evacuated permanently from the game.
Arnold, I have to save my sister.
Sorry, Junior. But I have my own family to think about.
Can't beat you, Arnold.
I know.
Fight!
Junie flees. He hops off his platform and moves on to another, which materializes under his feet. Junie goes to strike Arnold but misses. They clash their staffs together. Arnold strikes Junie's armor. His life meter counts down from 4 to 3. Junie releases grey sludge in mid-air from his staff. It hardens as he runs away. Arnold takes a running jump, smashing through the barrier.
Not that I'm rooting for anyone in particular, but that was a really cool move.
Arnold lifts Junie using a mechanical claw released from his staff. He strikes him once again. His life counts down to 1. Arnold sends Junie flying backwards on a separate platform. The number 5 appears on his chest. He looks confused. Arnold creeps towards Junie.
Nice knowing you, Junie.
Arnold, please!
His staff stops working. Junie is hovered away.
What's going on?
You've been tagged.
What do you mean I've been tagged?
Someone has switched places with you.
Not me, guy.
Demetra, what are you doing?
You have to find your sister, Junie.
Demetra, don't do it.
Demetra is given a staff.
Demetra, no!
Fight!
Arnold hits her platform, destroying it. She falls off and vanishes.
Demetra, game over.
Junie falls to his knees. He looks devastated.
We never even got an email address.
Grandpa approaches and puts his hand on Junie's shoulder.
Don't fall in love with a game, Junie.
Let's get out of here.
Sorry, Junie. My family.
Grandpa watches the blue mechanical butterfly perched on his hand.
You are causing so much pain. And only I can stop you. For I know why you do these things. Toymaker.
Bring it on. Find me, and the world will truly pay the price. Here in my cyber prison, I was forced to create. Now I will destroy. Release the girl. Put her back in the game. But, sir...
Oh, you have a better solution, don't you? Of course you do. You all do. So tell me, what is the real answer, please? I'm so curious.
Revenge. Healing. Destruction. Love. Hate.
Well, once again, you're all correct. And once again, you're all incorrect.
The toy maker presses a switch. They disappear. He releases Carmen from the yellow dome.
On with the game.
The gang walk through a large steel opening.
You are now entering level 4.
Wait a minute. Carmen's on this level.
Junie stops and looks around. He rushes over to a narrow platform. He gazes at the view of dark grey clouds.
I'll use telepathy. We might be close enough that it'll work. Carmen, can you hear me?
What?
This game plays tricks. Tell me something only Carmen would say.
My feet stink.
You sound close.
I am.
He turns around and sees Carmen standing behind him in red armor. She smiles.
I see you brought Grandpa into the game.
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Junie! The Toymaker's the guy who put Grandpa in the wheelchair 30 years ago. Exactly. If Grandpa tries to take revenge, the Toymaker will break free. He's that powerful.
Well, then we had to try and convince Grandpa that revenge is not the way to solve it.
Okay, guy, we found your pal. Now, where are we going exactly? Where's level 5?
First of all, you don't ask the questions around here. I do. Second of all,
we're going to Lava Mountain.
We are?
Beyond that is the passage to level 5.
I don't think so.
Oh, so suddenly you're the game expert.
We're following the guy. You know, Junie, we don't need these guys following us. Not where we're going.
I promised them they could tag along.
Look, this is how I know where to go. Trust me.
The gang approach a cliff edge.
Lava Mountain.
Why is it that every video game has lava in it?
Technically, that's not true. There's no lava in Halo. And in Metroid, it's molten magma. Can't touch the lava or it's game over.
But I have 6 lives left.
Doesn't matter. You fall in, you lose. The game's getting tougher, guys.
This is impossible.
What do you think, Grandpa?
Difficult.
Let's go another way. Follow me, boys.
This doesn't make any sense.
I give them a map. I give them the girl. What more do they want?
Can I just lead them to the door?
Impossible, sir. The way the game's AI works is one...
I know. Can I just talk to myself at least?
You are talking to yourself. I am you.
Well, then. You, me.
Shut up. So be it.
Am I insane?
Completely.
They're going the wrong way.
have to drive them to level 5. Send in the Tinker toys.
He pushes a large red button.
Finding another path. Now this is good thinking. She's good guy. We should listen to her more often.
Stay off my side.
Okay.
What is this?
The ground shakes and starts to slowly crack below their feet. Tinker toys. Stumpy's silver robots leap from the cracks.
Tinker toys!
The gang start running away from them.
Wait, what's worse? Lava or Tinker toys? Definitely Tinker toys! Carmen, what do we do?
Carmen, running ahead of them, leaps from a cliff edge and smashes some rocks as she falls, forming a flat rock platform beneath her feet. She lands on a river of lava. She surfs the hot magma with the rock platform. Grandpa kicks some rocks and dives off the cliff edge. Junie prepares to jump as the Tinker Toys run towards him. Junie lands on a river of lava, surfing on a fragment of rock. He avoids rocks as he rapidly glides along the hot magma.
Rip that wave, Junie!
In OSS headquarters...
What are they doing?
They're straying from the path. The toy maker must be pushing them towards his lair.
But why? What could he gain from... Check if there's a connection between the grandfather and the toy maker.
Hurry, people!
Coming on screen. Comrades turned enemies. Grandpa's gonna break the toy maker out of the game to get his revenge.
Stop them! Stir the lava! Bigger waves! Lava monsters, anything! We have to create obstacles for them. Come on!
We have to drown them. They'll get an immediate game over and be evacuated from the game. We can't risk letting the toy maker out.
Do it.
Donegan presses a large red button. In the game, Carmen, surfing on the lava, looks up to see a giant lava monster.
This is new. Judy!
The monster chucks a large ball of lava at Carmen. In OSS headquarters...
Where are they?
They fell in.
I know, but they should have gotten a game over. They should be back here, actually.
Junie floats under fizzy orange water. He opens his eyes.
The lava. It's cold.
This way, Junie. This way. We found a door to the next level. Come on.
Later.
Thought I was a goner.
Saw my points flashing away before my eyes. All I could hear is my father saying, "You blew it, Arnold. No one toward reaches for you."
Where's Grandpa?
I don't know, but he was here. Isn't this a piece of his armor?
A metallic door with L5 labeled on it.
Open it.
Red flag on this. We have to talk about the guy. Highly sensitive.
What about him?
I've been rereading my tech manual. It speaks of a deceiver within the game. Someone who misleads you down a path where no one will survive. I think Junie's the deceiver.
What do you suggest?
We'll have to get rid of him. Or risk losing the game.
What about his sister?
Her too.
How much time do we have left?
5 minutes.
What happens in 5 minutes?
This place gets flooded with players from around the world.
Oh, great. Competition.
The toy maker will take over their minds. That's why we have to shut down the game.
Shh! Carmen!
What is she talking about?
You didn't tell him yet, did you?
I was getting around to it.
Deceivers.
What about the other side of level 5?
There is no other side. You'll be imprisoned in the game. Game over.
We're not letting you shut down this game. Now you're gonna see just how fast that counter of yours can count backwards.
You have to go through me first. Game boy.
Now, listen to me. I'm the guy!
Stop saying you're the guy. We all know that you're not the guy.
He's not the guy!
The gang turn around, a mysterious figure.
I am.
A young man in silver armor steps forward.
And you are?
I'm the guy. The real guy. And I say we go in, we beat this unwinnable level, and we get to the other side. Where untold riches and a bounty fit for 10 kings awaits us.
I knew it. Now he's definitely the guy. But it's unwinnable.
They all crouch down together.
Nothing is unwinnable. If we join together in battle as one, we play on each other's strengths and help cover each other's weaknesses. We can accomplish anything, and we will accomplish everything. But first, let's go whip this unwinnable level and show it who's boss. Are you with me?
Yeah!
Stand aside.
The gang move out of the way. The guy waves his glowing hand, blasting the large metallic door open.
Cake.
The guy is blasted by bolts of lightning. He falls to the floor.
Oh my.
His life meter counts down from 99 to 0.
Oops.
Okay, you're the guy again. Get us through this, Junie.
But I...
Junie turns his head. He sees Demetra slowly walking towards him.
Demetra! Junie, quickly! I found the switch to shut down the game.
I also found the exit portal. We can all get out of here right now.
How did you survive?
There was a glitch in the game. I don't know.
Junie, who is this?
This is Demetra, my girlfriend. My friend. She's my...
I'm his girlfriend. Who are you?
I'm his sister.
She gave me the map. Map that got us here.
Junie, she's not real.
What are you talking about? I've been helping Junie win the game. What have you been doing? Playing prisoner, that's what.
She set you up, Junie. She set us all up.
Junie, she's lying! She's been the Toymaker's prisoner. She could be brainwashed for all we know. Do you want to win this game or not?
Carmen's hand passes through Demetra.
She's the reason this level's unwinnable. She's the deceiver.
Why?
I'm sorry, Junie, but it's in my programming.
He passes his hand through Demetra. A large image of the Toymaker is projected.
Congratulations! You made it to the end of the game! You won! Untold riches for all of you! And your prize is, you get to stay here.
Welcome to the game.
The image disappears. 3 large silver robots emerge from the floor.
Junie, this way. This is the way out. All of you, quickly!
The gang run towards a small metallic tunnel.
I already did. The switch is right there.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes. Go, quickly, quickly.
Demetra stands alone. An illuminated tear runs down her cheek. She quickly rushes towards Grandpa, holding the large wheel operating the entrance.
Run, Grandpa! Go, I'll hold it open. Go now!
Demetra, I can't hold it open forever, Junie.
Demetra lets go of the wheel. The large entrance shuts, jamming the claw of the giant robot.
Here's our email addresses, just in case.
Terrific.
You're awesome, Grandpa. We took on those Tinker toys? They're the coolest.
Thanks for everything. Got it.
It was real. Sort of.
Thanks a lot, guy.
The boys turn and walk through a blue portal. Carmen follows them. Junie turns to Grandpa looking glum.
What's wrong? You don't want to leave, do you?
How can I go back, Junie? In here I can walk. I can run. You look at me like I'm some kind of superhero.
You are. Out there in the real world, to me. You are.
All right, Junie. I shall go back if you promise me that even though I'll be in a wheelchair, that you will look at me no differently than you are now. Because on the inside, Junie, on the inside, I feel like this.
I promise, Grandpa.
Time to go.
Coming through. Coming through, please.
Those video games are killers on the eyes, huh, kid?
Agent Cortez, we'll take it from here.
My grandson will handle this. Don't touch this. It's Corinthian leather.
Junie takes his grandpa in his wheelchair. Francesca whispers to Donegan.
Okay, so tell me again how you shut off the game.
I don't know if we shut it down exactly. We hit a switch and it seemed to work.
Oh, it worked. The game's down. We just need to make sure we did this correctly.
Actually, Grandpa hit the switch.
Cortez, are these the boys that were in the game with you? We tracked them through their email addresses.
Yeah, that's them. They wouldn't know anything about... Hey, wait a second. What happened to Francis the Brain? Arnold the Strong and Mr. Cool?
Well, in the real world, I'm not that smart.
I'm not strong.
I'm not cool.
Reality check.
So who are you out here in the real world?
Special Agent Cortez? We need you.
Whoa.
I'm just Junie Cortez.
Let's have it, Grandpa. What switch did you hit exactly? There were two switches, side by side. One switch shuts down the game, but the other releases the toy maker.
Who was the idiot who designed that?
Did you free the toy maker by accident?
Oh, I freed the toy maker, but it was no accident. Do you want to stop the game? Then you must defeat the toy maker. It's the only way.
You crazy old man.
Do you know what you've done?
Grandpa, revenge doesn't solve anything.
Will you trust me? You of all people.
A message from the president.
What does he want?
I'm coming back to settle the score. For imprisoning me. For using me.
Devlin set us up? It's not Devlin.
All I wanted to do was right the wrongs. Start over a new world, a new chance. Where everyone would get a second chance! But no. So now, I'm taking this to the next level!
The room starts shaking. Junie and Carmen flee outside. They stand alone in the quiet street. Junie takes his virtual reality glasses from the game and puts them on. He looks up to see a giant green robot with mechanical claws.
Quick, put your glasses on. It's the only way you can see what's really happening. The game has entered the real world. There's only one thing to do in a situation like this. What? Calling the family. Calling off Cortez's.
In the OSS lab.
This is it. This is it. The moment we've been waiting for. Yes. Nobody move. Nobody move. Nobody touch the brain. Fifth brain. This is a historic moment. Probably.
A sucker slides off his forehead. He licks and reattaches it.
Probably the most important... No. This is the most important moment of my life. No one can disturb me now. I must activate the brain. Now.
Mr. Cortez.
Eh?
Your children called. Some sort of emergency?
Gregorio knocks his work off his desk and soars into the air. Flames roar from his boots. Felix stands holding a clipboard.
Well, I'm their uncle.
He tosses his clipboard and soars into the air. Gregorio lands onto the quiet city street.
Dad, you need these to see.
Glasses, quick!
Carmen throws a pair of glasses onto Gregorio's face. He turns and soars up towards the giant robot.
Incoming.
Their mom, red-haired Ingrid, lands onto the city street, followed by their grandma. She stands gracefully and smiles. Long, dark-haired Machete also arrives. Junie and Carmen throw VR glasses at them.
This won't be easy.
Gregorio throws punches at the robot's face.
Let's kick some metal.
The others carefully climb up the robot's leg as Gregorio kicks his legs against its face.
What about all the other ones?
More giant robots emerge.
We need more help. Our family isn't big enough.
Remember one thing. Everyone's your family.
Call in everyone.
Fegan Floop and Alexander Minion arrive.
We're here to save the day.
Open Minion!
They toss VR glasses at them. A crowd of robot children arrive.
Robot children! Take them down!
Dinky Winks!
Dinky Winks lowers to the ground, wearing a white cowboy hat.
Somebody ring the Dinkster!
He puts on a pair of VR glasses.
Whoa.
You're gonna make a nice addition to my theme park! Game over for you, pal! Game over!
Romero, riding a flying pig with wings, lowers to the ground.
Romero, this is the only pair we had left. They're a little broken.
They're perfect.
Charge, Sporky!
Random, Daddy!
Thanks, little Dink.
He holds a branding iron with Dinky written on it. He stamps it on the robot. Two robots catch Junie and Carmen with their claws. Carmen talks into her watch.
Yeah.
Carmen Cortez, I need your help right away.
I'm there.
Gary hovers towards Carmen.
I'm here.
Give me a hand.
He puts on VR glasses. As the robot is about to eat Carmen, Gary jumps onto its jaw, jamming it open. They jump and land onto the ground.
Hey.
Junie and Gert land.
Thank you, Gertie. There's still one more.
They look up and see a giant robot of the toy maker marching towards them past buildings. Gregorio gazes at the giant robot.
That's impossible.
Someone has to go up there.
And shut it down manually. It's the only way. But who?
I'm ready. It must be done.
Let him go. Your grandfather has to do this.
Grandpa rockets towards the robot in his wheelchair. He circles it. The machine tries to grab it with its claws. Grandpa enters the cockpit.
Thank you for freeing me, Valentine, but it's too late. Nothing can stop me. Not even you.
That's true. Only you can do that.
You double-crossed us.
The agency, your fellow agents, and me. Your mistake cost me my legs. Well, a mistake like that could only push someone further into the dark, and it has. Look at you now.
But I gave you back your legs when you win the game. I did that for you.
Let me tell you all the things I've missed in my life because of the accident you caused. I can't walk on the beach with my wife. I missed my daughter's birth. And wedding. Shall I continue?
Outside, Junie stands looking up at the giant robot.
Grandpa, don't.
Now, let me tell you all the good things that came of it. Humility, spirituality, understanding. You've been living in fear of me all these years, but I've only been searching for you so I could tell you that I forgive you.
I've only dreamed I would hear you say something like that.
Now the question is, can you forgive yourself? It's never too late, Sebastian. Take your time. Take your time to decide. We have about 10 seconds.
The toy maker holds a large off switch.
Game over.
The giant robot falls apart. Junie runs out of the way as the robot collapses, its limbs separating from each other. Gregorio takes off his VR glasses and looks at Junie. Grandpa emerges on his wheelchair from the robot's head.
Grandpa!
The toy maker stands beside him. Gregorio gives them a nod. Donegan and Francesca arrive.
So, wait a minute. Who won?
It's not whether you win or lose.
It's how you play the game.
To family.
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 Family. Familia.
To family.
To family.
To family.
And break!
Audio description by Deluxe.
Yo, Valentin, what are you doing in space?
Yes. Okay.
Take him down!
Okay. This is it.
What else is new?
This is different. Once you get through the game, your mind belongs to the toy maker.
Let's do it again, right away.
I'm coming back to settle the score. For imprisoning me. For using me.
That might be the end of my career right there.
Your team, you tried your best, but you ran out of steam.
but I already seen some bad dudes do what's in your nature. Don't let them break you. Plan to win and then raising the stakes up. Now you can take a few bumps and bruises. I'm confident, I'm telling you, you will not lose this. Life force is dwindling, you're barely alive. Time to let go the wheel and let your heart break.